In this bulletin, masks become mandatory on public transport in New South Wales after another COVID-19 case is reported in Sydney. Police investigate an execution-style killing in the heart of Sydney's CBD. And in sport, Naomi Osaka says she won't compete at Wimbledon. For the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. Masks will be compulsory on public transport in Greater Sydney for the next 5 days from 5 o'clock tonight. They're also recommended in indoor public venues in Sydney. This comes after one new local case of COVID-19 was reported, a man in his 50s who attended Bondi Junction Westfield at the same time as the original positive case, a driver transporting international flight crew. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says it's concerning that the man acquired the virus through what appears to be a fleeting contact, as was revealed in CCTV footage.
And obviously my concern level has gone up a little bit today because of the fact that I'm aware that a shopping, transmissions occurred, most likely to have occurred in a shopping centre. And I understand that people may not have all religiously checked in, people may not be conscious that you went shopping or even conscious which settings. And that's why I'm asking for particular vigilance.
Victorian health authorities say they can adapt to Australia's new COVID-19 vaccine directives, but they maintain they're not being given enough Pfizer doses from the Commonwealth. Pfizer is now the recommended vaccine for people under 60, which is putting more pressure on already limited supplies. Health Minister Greg Hunt says more Pfizer doses are on order, and he denies Victoria's allocation has been cut. Victoria's testing commander, Jerome Wymar, says the state can adapt, but a lack of supply remains a challenge.
Although it's a little bit frustrating when you're running the state system that we now have more people who are going to be switching over to Pfizer and we have so little Pfizer available, as soon as we see more Pfizer coming through, then to some extent we can recalibrate the program. Certainly here in Victoria, we can step across and make this Pfizer switch very easily, but we need a vaccine in order to do that.
Victoria recorded one new locally acquired case, which is a close contact of an existing case. The federal government says it created a new Medicare item specifically for people over 50 to make it easier for them to get their coronavirus vaccinations. Known as a Medicare Level B item, it will enable doctors to bulk bill people over 50 for COVID-19 appointments. Queensland is introducing more rules which are likely to keep people out of the state during the upcoming school holidays. The latest rule involves declaring Waverley in eastern Sydney a coronavirus hotspot, which will see any visitors who've been in that area forced into hotel quarantine if they travel to Queensland. State Health Minister Yvette Diath is also urging Queenslanders to reconsider their need to travel to anywhere in Sydney. Melburnians hoping to holiday in the Sunshine State over the school holidays might miss out, with the Queensland border closed to people in Greater Melbourne for at least another week. And Victoria's Health Officer Brett Sutton says anyone in Victoria contemplating a trip to Sydney should reconsider. 34-year-old bikie Bilal Hamzi has died in what police have called an execution-style murder in the heart of Sydney's CBD overnight. He's the cousin of Brothers for Life founder and Goulburn Supermax inmate Bassam Hamzi. Hamzi was treated at the scene in Bridge Street near Circular Quay for multiple gunshot wounds, but died after being taken to St Vincent's Hospital. Homicide Squad Commander Detective Superintendent Danny Doherty says police are exploring the possibility that the shooting was a result of a rivalry between bikie gangs.
This was a brutal execution-style murder, and it was carried out in a busy street in the middle of Sydney CBD. It was extremely fortunate that members of the public were injured. Detectives will now explore a number of inquiries, including ongoing conflict between rival families and organised crime networks.
The United Nations is warning that drought risks becoming the next pandemic if countries don't take urgent action on water and land management. A new report by the UN finds that at least 1.5 billion people have been directly affected by drought this century, and the economic cost over roughly that time has been estimated at $164 billion. Mami Mizutori, the UN Secretary General's Special Representative for Disaster Risk Reduction, has told Sky News in the UK that regions at high risk include Australia, Africa, Southern Europe and Central Asia.
The cascading impact beyond the first impact is across sectors, across scales. And then finally, if a drought happens in one or two of the major production areas of the four crops, rice, wheat, maize, and soy at the same time, it can really ignite a global food insecurity. So that's why we think that drought could be the next pandemic.
To tennis, and Japan's Naomi Osaka has announced she won't be playing at Wimbledon but is planning to compete at the Tokyo Olympics. The 23-year-old world number two has been taking a break from tennis after experiencing anxiety and depression. Now for a look at Saturday's weather, starting in Perth, partly cloudy, high of 19. Similar conditions in Adelaide and a high of 16. 15 degrees in Melbourne and partly cloudy. While Hobart will see a shower or two and a high of 13. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 13 the high. Some showers and it'll be windy in Wollongong with a high of 18. 18 in Sydney and similar conditions. And in Newcastle, it'll also be windy with some showers and a high of 18. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, a high of 19 and 26 degrees in Cairns and sunny. And in Darwin, it'll be less humid and mostly sunny with a high of 32. And that's the latest SBS News, Sport and Weather. I'm Alan Lee.